chapter 21. In that same noontide, Tarquin Elwood Saddle was beginning to get really worried. Since dawn, he had headed a major search party in Mossflower Wood. Without stopping to rest or eat, they had combed copse and thicket alike with no success. The two Dibbons were still missing. Brother Malin poked fruitlessly at the undergrowth, his staff clacking against that of Sister Sage. He shook his head.
I'm beginning to think this is a complete waste of time, Sage. Are there any deep swamps hereabouts?
The sister dropped her staff.
Malin, how could you even think that?
Hearken! Silence in the ranks there. Some beast coming.
At Tarquin's low warning, the search party became still. The pretty squirrel Tree Rose dropped from the boughs of an elm directly in front of Tarquin.
Are you looking for two Dibbons, a mouse and mole maid?
She asked. The hare perked up considerably.
Indeed we are, Tree Rose. Do you know where the little blighters are at?
Tree Rose pointed east and slightly south.
Over that way. My Tom's with them. Follow me.
Slip and Blaggis did not like the look of Oak Tom. The big sturdy squiddle stood perched on a bough, an arrow notched meaningfully on his bowstring.
Dibbons, come over here to this tree,
he ordered.
You rats, stay where you are or let daylight into you.
The pair did as they were told, though Slip was figuring the odds of either seizing the Dibbons as a shield or attempting a rush attack on the stern squiddle. Blaggis heard the search party approaching and whispered,
Psst! Captain, there's more of them coming.
In a moment, they were surrounded by Redwallers, armed with stout ash staves. Slip gave Blaggis a swift, vicious kick.
See what you've got us into now? Leave the talking to me.
Tarquin thought Slip was talking to him, and he leaned closer, asking,
Eh? What's that you say?
The Sea Rat captain put on his best oily smile.
Good noontide to ye, sir. I hope you're not here to rob honest travellers like us.
Fiddlesticks,
said the hare, wagging his ears indignantly.
The very idea of it. We're Red Wallers, sir. But more to the point, where do you think you're taking those two Dibbons off to, eh?
The mouse babe avoided Sister Sage's paws and piped up.
Wasn't taking us nowhere. Me and Fertile was taking them to the Abbey. They's lost it like us.
Sage was of the old-fashioned school. She caught the mouse babe by his ear, saying,
What have you been told? Don't interrupt your elders, even if they are sea rats.
Blaggett was unsure what the proper protocol was, so he held his coat edges and dropped an elaborate curtsy.
Don't be hard on the little un, ma'am. Just the truth he's telling you, bless dear little paws. They was taking me and me mate here back to Redwall's Abbey. We lost, you see.